You're humming right into the mic there. Mm-hmm. Okay, because we're rolling. We're going.
Why didn't you tell me?
This is the first podcast.
You got a song to dance.
Wanted to. Oh.
Two.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
Welcome back. Will you turn the volume up a little bit so I can hear?
Okay, this is the first time you've wanted to do the podcast in weeks. What's up?
Because doing a Wrinkled Sheets podcast without you is stupid.
Well, you... Okay, but I've been home. I've been home for days, and you haven't wanted to do one.
I picked you up at 11 p.m. on Monday night, and this is Wednesday.
Oh.
What day is it, babe? I should have totally asked you what day it was.
Oh, I was thinking it was Thursday for whatever reason.
Oh, heavens. No.
Oh. Okay, well, here we go.
We skipped one night. We almost skipped tonight.
You didn't want to do it tonight.
It's and almost now, 8 o'clock.
And we try to get this submitted to iHeartRadio.
Then you go out of the country for
and
weeks.
Then they reject us saying, it's been 2 weeks since you guys did a podcast. What does that mean anyway? Why do they care? It's just a podcast are not like radio shows.
Chick Chat, one of my favorite podcasts, is like once a month.
Yeah, so is it, well, is
and
it on...
And she skipped a month.
Is it on iHeart?
It's on The Mesh.
Oh. It's on what?
I don't know. The Mesh?
I don't know what The Mesh is. Is that like a podcast hosting site or?
I don't know. That's what they advertise. From The Mesh, it's Chick Chat.
But what do you listen to it on?
Oh, iTunes.
See, that was the... Oh, okay.
It's remember
like
the rules.
Pulling, it's like
the
pulling
rules.
Teeth, people.
Remember the rules.
We have new rules here at Wrinkled Sheets. Before this got started, she goes, new rules. Don't be mean to me and don't argue with me.
Right.
But that's what you need on a podcast. You have to have drama. You were in morning radio. You know that one side has
to... I was never in morning radio.
But you know you have to have... Like they always tell you, one side should take the other side. One side should take the...
The problem is we're in a relationship and we can't do that because we have to carry on the relationship after the mic goes off.
Do we?
Are you trying to break up with me again? I swear every podcast you're like trying to like... Let's break up.
And speaking of which...
Oh, God.
Men take breakups harder than women
Lies.
Do.
Lies.
Huh?
Lies.
Ah, a study of men has found that they find breaking up and the highs and lows of romantic relationships more traumatic than women. The reason for this? Social networks. The study found that women have a pretty steady and reliable social network of close friends and family that help them cope. Men, on the other hand, often lack that support, that they rely on their romantic partner. So when they lose them, they are more emotionally vulnerable and take the breakup harder.
That makes sense, except for like in your case, because you have a massive, I think your social media people know you better than I do. Like I'll come home and be like, what are you talking about? Oh, I posted on Facebook and this happened and I had this whole ordeal and I'm like, huh?
So you're saying that most men might, but I wouldn't
take
it that bad?
Yeah, most men aren't social media people. Like, they might post about a game from time to time, but they're not... But women are constantly, so they're maintaining that social relationship.
So you think women, even on, like, Facebook, are more active on Facebook posts than men are?
Yes. In real, like, in normal life. In your life, it's different because you're... associated with a bunch of entertainers. They use social media to get their stuff out there and to connect with other entertainers. While the rest of us are in our cubicle for 40 plus hours a week, y'all are throwing material at each other.
True, that's true. But according to this article that I just read, most
average,
men don't have those friends and family that they... So they probably just break up. So here's probably how it works. This, thinking of this, this is what... Women break up, they call a friend, and they go, hey, let's go get some ice cream and chat.
Never ice cream.
Or, hey, what
let's
is it?
Go get some wine and
Cry
dance.
About this?
Yeah.
And collude, what's the word I'm looking for? Collusion of...
Okay.
Is that the right word?
I have no idea
what
word is.
I don't know what I'm talking about. But so y'all get together.
Yes.
And bitch about the guy. Well, he wasn't that good anyway. So what? When somebody has called you, what do they always? What do y'all? You bad mouth him? Do you go? Well, he was a jerk. Y'all never.
Well, no. You just listen to him. If it's fresh after the breakup, you buy them a couple drinks and just listen to them. Because if you bad mouth,
they might get back together.
They get back together the next week. Then, well, Janet said. then you're on that list.
Had that happened to you before?
No.
Do you know somebody that that happened? Oh, who did it happen to?
No one you know.
Oh.
Yeah. You're like, who?
Do you don't want to say?
No. Dang, no. I'm just, it's happened. You got to be careful. But if they're a few months later, they're still not back together, then you can kind of be like, well, you know,
he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
He never treated you right anyway.
Right. You're so much prettier than him, and you could
his new girlfriend's
better.
Horrible. She's fat. She's like clinically crazy.
She's fat, and then I see her, and her boobs are the only thing that are fat about her. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Kidding. Anyway.
So where did you go on? Who would you say was the last person that called you with the?
Oh, it's been a long time.
Has it been a long time? With the, he's an ass. Come take. We need to go have drinks.
Yeah, because I'm not. I don't have that girl network much anymore.
Okay,
have
I think we just made
that?
A discovery in this chat here. Do you need more girls in your life? Is that why you're having?
No.
Is that why you're having dreams?
Stop it. No, I'm not having dreams. I don't know what you're talking about. So I was talking to my coworker, and when you go out of town, even though it's weeks at a time, I tend to not do a lot.
Uh-huh.
When other people would probably take advantage and get out and about and, you know, spend time with their girlfriends, I have my handful of two or three people I hang out with. But that's because they understand that when you're in town, I want to take advantage of that time with you.
Right.
When you're out of town, that's when it's their time. But not all girls are like that. Girls are high maintenance.
A lot of girls, like I've known that you've known in the past, are like, oh, you just dump me when you have a boy in your life. Is that the way it is?
Right. And they're still single 4 years later.
Do most girls do that, though? Do most girls, like, hang together and then kind of, you know, break off as they find boyfriends? That y'all come in and out of girl clusters?
You hang out. Yeah, you hang out less. Like, when you're a single girl, you go out with your single girls every Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get a boyfriend, maybe you'll go out with them, you know, when the boyfriend's busy, or especially when a relationship's new.
Well, let me ask you about going out.
Uh-oh.
Because the reason I said that, I talked to our pal, Dewey, today.
Mm-hmm.
And Dewey, his wife, Jonna, does my hair and cuts my hair, colored, whatever. That sounded so bad. She does my hair. But we had talked before about, she had said she had lost a couple friends because she quit going out with them.
Yeah.
Because she did not want to go out. They wanted to go out dancing and rent a limo and go drinking and stuff. And
right.
She said, no, I don't do that. I'm married. Well, you can still do that when you're married. She goes, no, when you go out like that, that's just to act single.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always wondered that, too, why girls always still want to go out. Because if you're going to go out, you're going out.
Right.
And so that would be just to act single, isn't it? Because like she said, she goes, if you want to go to dinner or go to a movie or go to a play, that'd be great. But if we're just going to a club, that's just to act single.
Right. And I think I did that when I was in my 20s, because that is kind of a thing you do when you're in your 20s. And you grow out of it, because you do realize, wait, if I want my relationship to work, why am I going and getting smashed at a club where guys are there trolling for girls?
Right.
Yeah.
But a lot of girls don't think that. They're
but
always
some
like,
women do
girls
not.
Girls need their night out. Girls need.
Yeah. Some women don't grow up. They move their party to Vegas. You know, they don't grow up and they keep that mentality. Well, girls' night, you know, what happens at girls' night stays at girls' night and stuff like that.
So you don't think that's right either then?
No.
Because I had argued that before when I was on the radio that we'd like, you know, once you're kind of in a relationship, you don't go out like that. You don't do the, like, no, girls need their, just like guys need guys' night.
I don't think guys need guys.
I don't do guys' night.
And I'm very thankful for that. My coworker, he and his best friend from high school, and he's in his 40s, are going to Vegas for a weekend. And I'm like, you're married. What's your wife think of this? Oh, it's just for a weekend. I've seen Vegas. There's a lot of trouble you get in a weekend.
Well, that's true. But then again, does it depend on the guy?
Right.
You know, does she know that, like, hey, he's not a drinker and he'll go and do the shows? Or does, or is he the kind of guy that, like, hey, I'm away from the here?
And see, I'm his coworker, so I don't know that side or not.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you don't do guys' night.
Well, that part might be because I don't drink or don't party.
That's okay.
You don't find that boring sometimes, do you?
I think it's challenging because when I do have a few drinks, I get annoying to you.
Uh-huh.
And I know after this long, I know when I'm being annoying to you. But I'm all about having fun, and then when I'm like, you're obviously annoyed with me, like, it shuts down the evening, like, 0 to 60. Like, it goes the backwards way. Like, yeah. 60 fun time, and then, oh, well, I'm lame. He hates me.
I don't hate you. I just know that there's that line. And people that don't drink, I've talked to them about this before, too, that you can't, it's hard to deal with people mm-hmm. that go from 0 to 60. Like, you just sit there and you're like, okay, you've told me that story twice now. Okay, that's, you know, it's that whole kind of thing that.
I know I repeat myself after a few cocktails. I know. I'm trying to get my point across. But no, so that's hard because in previous relationships, you go from 0 to 60 together, and then no one can drive home.
So that's no good either. No,
right. But it's just a part of growing up, and I don't know, we find ways to have fun without drinking.
Well, all right. Well, good.
But Vegas is not as fun as I think it drinking? Could be. I don't know. I've never been.
You've been to Vegas?
Well, no, I've been, but I haven't been, like, to the party scene in Vegas.
Oh, right.
Because I go with you.
And then we don't party scene.
Right.
Maybe you should just go one time and do
no,
the whole,
I don't
like,
want to.
Do the club, do the no. Vegas club uh-uh. girl thing.
Uh-uh. No, I'm too old for that.
Are you really? Because look at all the chick movies that are coming out. Like, oh, I want to go party like I used to.
What are you talking about?
Some of the new movies that have come out.
Which ones?
Show people.
I haven't seen the previews.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, I don't know. I'm not into that. I don't, like, I go near 28, 29, I would go, no, because we started dating. Okay, so 26, 27, I was going out to the clubs, I was single, and I felt old. Because those 21-year-old girls out there, you're like.
You're like, hmm.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm 100.
And you don't drink like you used to, so you're not as much fun in your own mind. And does that make sense?
Is drinking really that much fun?
In your head, you become more fun.
No, I know, but
it's
my
not
question is.
The way you drink when you're 21 or 22, it's not. Because you drink until you.
Just excess. Yeah. Just fall down drunk, don't really remember. But do you think younger people might use that as a total excuse?
No, I don't think they. Like, I remember being that age, and I'm sure you, once you turn 21. You don't get, you're like, woo, this is fun, this is fun, this is fun. And you don't really know that point.
Uh-huh.
But then as you get older, you learn that point. And your body decides it doesn't want to recover as quickly. So you don't want to get to that point anymore. You don't want to be throwing up anymore. And
right. But I'm saying, do you think people use that outright partying to just go, well, you know, I got drunk, so I slept with this guy. Or, you know, so I got drunk.
Some people
and
do.
So I went home, you know.
I think some people
they
do.
Know that they're doing it, so they use alcohol. Well, you know, I wouldn't have, but I got drunk, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering at what point people start to rationalize their.
It's all, everyone grows up at a different age, I think. It really depends on your surroundings and your mental age. Like, your mental age, some days might be 24. Other days, I feel like it's 80.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I always thought I felt like I was a little more.
It's very minimal when
childish.
It's the 80s. You are. You are. But there are some times where I'm just kind of like, I feel very adolescent.
Uh-huh.
It's those days where I feel very immature. And I know I'm not.
You're like an old soul.
I am.
You're like
I don't like change.
No, you don't even want to. You're having hassle with your bank. And I said something about, well, why don't you just change banks?
No. I don't understand that concept.
I don't like the service they're giving me, but I've got to stay with them because.
I don't understand. Yeah, I know.
Wow, what was that?
Is that like a 5-minute warning?
I don't know. No, we're only like 15 minutes into it, but. Hold on a second. It's looking like it's running slow, so I'm going to hit
something.
Pause, and we'll come right back.
Don't hit me.
Okay, we're back. I don't know what was going on, but something happened in the
computer. And you would never hit me. I just said that because you said you were going to hit something.
That kind of freaked me
out. Like, don't hit me. And then when you hit playback, I'm like, ooh, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't hit me.
Sorry.
Don't hit me.
Sometimes I think I'm funny and I'm not.
No, that's what you're supposed to. Oh, kids are supposed to do that to their parents at the mall. Don't hit me. I won't do it anymore. What? Then everybody freaks out. So anyway, we're back. And speaking of kids, you can tell me about your new kid-child crush that you have.
So I'm kind of obsessed. I kind of do this with music. I'll tag on to someone. And previous tags have been Josh Grayson, Luke Bryan, Billy Ray Cyrus. Not in that order. And
I would hope not.
No. And so my latest one is Chase Rice. And you might know him from Survivor. You might also know him as the guy that wrote Cruise.
Or you might not know him at all.
He's climbing up the charts. He's being played on radio now.
Oh yeah, I know. But I didn't know who he was until you told me who he was.
I didn't know who he was until he came to the Rose and sold it out, and I'm like, who is this guy? But anyway, I'm loving his music. He has an EP out, and he's working on an album. He's coming to the Red Rocks with Dierks Bentley and Chris Young, and I'm super excited. So I've been like playing his music on iHeartRadio and Spotify, and I got his music down. I heard his first slow song the other day. I sent it to you. It was a very meaningful song. Did you listen to it?
I haven't heard it, no.
You hate me. No. Anyway, so today I was at work, and I'm like, how old is he? Because he kind of has that older look.
Right.
He's not.
How old is he?
He was born in 1986. He's 27. I'm 32. That's 5 years. He's the very first musical crush I've ever had that's younger than me.
So you?
I'm a cougar.
He's like a boy toy.
He's my boy toy. He's my musical boy toy now, rather than musical crush.
I thought it was odd when you sent me I got the alert that you had tweeted that you had this musical crush and he was younger than you, and you were shocked. I'm like, oh, she has a crush on another man? What's this about?
Oh, stop. You know I have a musical crush. It's totally different than like wanting to jump his bones, you know?
I know.
Then what?
No, I'm just saying, when I got that, it was like, well, I got a musical crush. What is...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Miranda was my musical crush for a while, but
she's old.
She's younger than me.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
But it's a girl, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, so, explain what's in this music that makes you have this crush.
No. It's not the music. He's just fun, and he's bro country. I'm not hiding it. He's a bro country. He is like the lead... I've heard him called the leader of the bro country. Because he helped write a lot of songs, like the song that Blake Shelton did, Redneck, that song?
No, I don't know that one.
What Boys Around Here?
Oh, Redneck, I didn't know what that meant.
So he started out as a songwriter, and he's written a lot of the bro country, and the ultimate bro country anthem, Cruise.
Oh.
And he teams up with Colt Ford a lot.
So let's talk about why you're relating to this younger music then. You're saying this kind of freaks you out.
I explained this.
No, you're just talking about you were freaked out that
he's younger than me. Yes.
Yeah. So, but why is it the younger music that you think you're attracted to?
No, it's that sound. It's that. It's not country.
Oh no, it's not.
It's not rap. It's that middle. It's like. It's not crap.
That's the only...
I knew you were going to say that.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
And my friend Ashley from Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine pointed something out. A lot of this bro country is from the southeast part of the U.S. Florida, Georgia, you know, the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. Most of those guys are from that area. Have you noticed that?
No, I have not, because I don't listen anymore.
Well, you got your Jake Owen, you got your Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan... Florida Georgia Line.
But that's always been country. I mean, as far as country goes, you look back, most of it's always been around that
but
part of the country.
But this bro country tends to be from down there. And then you have your Texas country, which is, I can't name them all, but they're...
The red dirtish.
The red dirt. And then you have like your Nashville country and your Oklahoma / northern Texas country. Uh-huh. So it's like country music is kind of going regional. And then I don't know what you would call like... I guess Rascal Flatts and who's that guy? The kid? Hunter Hayes?
Hunter Hayes.
Is that Nashville? Because I want to call that like LA country because they're not.
I have no idea.
They're
anymore.
Not country either. Like, I know you dog on my bro country.
I don't dog on it. I hate it.
I know. But the reason that I like it, and I've said this before, is because back in the day, I liked the rap music. I liked that. And then I kind of turned toward country, and then this is kind of a mixture of that.
Hmm. I found a new station that I've been listening to on TuneIn Radio that's playing, like, new country music.
Mm-hmm. Like Ronnie Dunn and them?
Yeah, but they're even artists I've never heard of, mm-hmm. but they have that country sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this whole station that said that their whole thing is we're putting country back in country music. So all their artists, it's kind of weird to be. That's what I was listening to when I was working in the yard today. Is that you hear these songs and you kind of go, oh, I kind of like this. Who is this? No idea, because it is back to that kind of, you know,
right,
that sound. And it's kind of interesting that there's still people doing that. They're just not getting played on regular.
Right.
Country radio.
It's not what's popular.
Right. So it's kind of weird how radio tells people what to listen to.
I would love to know, because you liked Red Akins back in the day, right?
Yeah.
His son? Oh, you would hate some of his stuff. Hate it. I want to hear how Red Akins feels about his son, Thomas Rhett.
Well, Thomas actually had that great song, Jesus, was it Jesus and a Beer?
Yeah.
Which was a great country kind of song, and I thought this guy's got possibilities, and then next thing you know it's down that bad bro road.
One of his songs is called Front Porch Junkies. You would hate it. I'm driving and it came on my Spotify and I was like, ooh, who's this? Thomas Rhett. Oh my god. I was shocked. He has a new single out called Get Me Some of That, and I like that song.
You might as well just turn into the go to the party girl.
I don't like Party Girl. No, I want to go to bed at 10, but I like the music that's played after that. I know. But I got you tickets to Merle Haggard.
I was going to bring that up. You did. You bought tickets to Merle Haggard. And
they were not cheap.
I haven't even asked. I will ask you.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
But you wrote me a note while I was out working the ship that said, to make up for making you go to Chase Rice and Dierks Bentley
and Chris Young on the fourth row.
I bought you Merle Haggard tickets.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh,
I bought
that's why you're a good
girlfriend.
2 hours.
2 hours after they went on sale, because I was in a meeting for those first 2 hours. I would have been there 10 a.m. We would have gotten front row.
Are they good tickets?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yep.
How good?
Pretty good.
What'd they cost?
I'm not telling you what's cost. They're not like fourth row, but they're not like
oh,
where
so
we
I
sat
have to sit
John
in fourth
Anderson.
Row for.
That was just pure good luck on my part. I did not, I had no effort in that. That was my friend.
All right.
You know what I did while you were gone?
What?
I went and saw a movie by myself.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
At first you go, I don't think I'm going to. I don't want to go out by myself.
I haven't done
that. Weird.
The last movie I saw by myself was Ghost of Girlfriends Past.
And that was like 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
Five years ago.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
It's a really long time ago.
Wow. So I wanted to see this movie, and it came out 2 weekends ago. I was going to go the first weekend, but then I chickened out, and I saw the reviews were horrible. But I love Cameron Diaz, and I forgot.
You might want to say the name of it.
Hold on. I'm leading up to it.
Okay. All right.
And I forgot how much I love Leslie Mann, and they're both in this. And then this Kate Upton girl who was on Sports Illustrated was
Leslie
also
Leslie Mann is in that movie about the one I was talking about earlier that couldn't get into the bar because they said she was old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might be this movie.
Oh, maybe
The Other Woman.
Oh, maybe it is. I just saw the...
I've seen that scene in a few movies, and yes, it was in that movie. Yeah, it's called The Other Woman, and it has these three women in it, and they're all dating or married to this one guy. And it is just hilarious. Leslie Mann steals the show. I forgot how much I loved her. She's been in, like, This Is 40, Knocked Up, Funny People... The 40-year-old virgin.
That's because she's married to Judd Apatow, the guy that produces and writes and directs a lot of those.
She's freaking hilarious. She is the whole reason that made this movie, like, so freaking funny.
No, you can't have my brother. That's just greedy.
Yes. You've seen the preview.
I've seen the preview. Oh, you can't have my husband and my brother.
Five pillowcases out of five.
Really?
Yes. But I don't think you would like it. It is the perfect movie to grab your girlfriends and go have a girls' night. Because 50 Shades Grey isn't going to be out until Valentine's Day of 2015. So this, get your girlfriends out now.
And would then, guys like it? Because I had told you when you said you were going to go. I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to see it.
I don't think you would.
So it was not, no?
It was very funny to me. I laughed out loud a lot. But I don't think a dude would. This guy, that poor guy, anyway. Woo.
What, was there a guy in there?
You scorned three women?
Oh, I thought you meant there was a guy in the theater having to watch it. That's what I thought you were. Oh, this bored guy. So the guy in the movie is really.
Oh, poor guy.
He's really revenged on.
You feel a little bad for him for a second. And then you remember what he did. He was sleeping with at least three women at one time.
But it looks like at the commercial there might be more.
Yes.
Is there? Or is that something
they don't really focus on them, but yeah. Yeah. And Kate Upton is just the boobs. Like, she plays the dumbest 20-something that he's...
Yeah, but I thought it looks screwing. Like she does a good job. In the commercial, it looks like she's playing stupid. Like, I want to hurt him. Let's kick him in the balls!
You know. I like where you're going with that, but yeah.
So she probably does a good job of playing a dumb person, right?
Mm-hmm. But once you get typecast with that, And she's the Sports Illustrated.
Well, look at Goldie Hawn years ago. Goldie Hawn was totally she was the epitome of playing the stupid blonde. And then she goes on for some great dramatic roles.
Oh, okay.
So you never know. I think it's just getting your foot in the door, and if you pull it off, then
it's
Hollywood
it's that transition.
Yeah.
Like the Miley Cyrus transition thing.
Speaking of Miley, which we haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
What's the deal with her?
She's back on tour.
Didn't she have an allergy?
Allergic reaction.
She says she did. Yeah. And now somebody's saying, she's pregnant.
What?
I saw that on Twitter the other day.
I just saw an Instagram video she posted, and there's no way she's pregnant. She is skin and bones and muscle.
Hmm.
She may have been. She may have lost it.
And then that's why she was in the hospital. Oh, this is how rumors get started.
I think she's a druggie. Big time druggie.
I think so, too. I think she's
always like...
Everything's about drugs. The song's about drugs. And the costumes now have marijuana leaves on it. And she's always talking about...
And you get a tattoo on your lip, on the inside of your lip, you've got to be on drugs, right?
I forgot she did that. What'd she say? Drinking there in the...
What'd she say?
No, what's it? Tattoo of her lip.
It was like a yellow character of some sort. Like an animal, like a bear or something. Can you imagine the pain?
No.
Oh, I went to the dentist last Saturday and had a couple fillings redone.
And it was the exact same feeling as a tattoo.
I don't know. Oh. I haven't had a tattoo in my mouth. But he scraped the inside of my mouth with his drill and it still hurts. I can't imagine wanting to cause pain to the inside of your mouth. It's such a fragile part of your body.
I know.
Ouchie.
I had that recently. Had that laser cleaning on the gums and whatever it did. And it didn't hurt or anything at the time, but I think it kind of made them more sensitive.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it did.
Really? Because you had it done once, right? Didn't you? Or you said you
did? I did not have what you... I thought I did. They did a laser cleaning, but I didn't have... I could brush my teeth and... Yours must have been because you have veneers.
Veneers.
Right? It must have been something different.
You saw my thing. Don't do this. Don't eat. Don't eat hot, spicy foods. Don't brush your teeth for a couple days.
Yeah.
Rinse with this medicine.
Yeah, something happened when I was in the dentist chair. He was pretty hardcore doing my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he went to spray some water, and it like came back in his face. I had never thought about that happening.
Like it sprayed, hit your teeth and ricocheted?
Yeah, and like right in his face and in his hair. I'm like, ooh, I feel real. And I'm laughing. I'm like, afterwards, I was like, I never even thought of that even as a possibility.
We won't say the name of your dentist, but don't you think it's kind of odd that he hits your gums, he sprays water back in his face? And
Well, his assistant is the one that sprayed the water.
Okay.
Yeah. And he, like, it was intense. Like, they had to, like, double up my numbness because they were doing two things at once. And they started, and I'm like, I kind of feel it. And they're like, oh, really? Oops. Boop.
So what do you get? Topic change.
This isn't remasculate.
I know, before we wrap it up. What are you sending your mom for Mother's Day?
This is going to sound stupid. Tennis shoes. That's what she wanted.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah, I asked my mom, Mom, what do you want? Oh, I want some new tennis shoes. And she wears size 5 wide.
Do you have to special order those from China?
They're hard to find.
I don't know. I've never heard of.
My mom's feet are like that big.
Is she Frodo? What?
She's 5'2". Probably 5'1" now by the time, you know, you shrink as you age.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, 5.
But you wear like a size 11.
I do not. I wear a size 8. You've tried to buy me a size 9, and those shoes don't fit very well.
You have to stick paper in the end.
Yeah, I do. What are you getting your mom?
I'm just going to send my mom flowers.
Because they die every time.
I know. But I can't think of anything.
When was the last time you got me flowers?
Oh, my God. See, this is how the shit turns bad right now.
This is not remasculate. We don't cut.
Oh, this is how things go bad right now.
I'm just kidding. Flowers die.
I know. I always think of it. Like the other day, I was at the grocery store when I went and bought our...
And you almost bought me flowers?
And I almost bought flowers, but I thought, well, maybe I'll just... No, I won't get them because they'll be done. Or, no, she'll think I've done something wrong. Or...
The first year you and I were together, you took me out to brunch for Mother's Day when I wasn't a mom.
Uh-huh.
You got me flowers for Easter.
Uh-huh.
And nothing since then.
Are you keeping track of this? Bad things that I'm doing? Is that
no.
Because I don't even I apologize because I don't even know. I hadn't even thought about that. I think I have thought the fact, okay, you're not mom.
I'm not a mom.
I had that kind of settled on, like, okay, well, yeah, she's not a mom. So,
right. Which is fine. I don't want to go out for Mother's Day. I'm not a mom. But I think you were used to dating moms.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
We started dating in June. So it was almost a year. And so I don't know why you hadn't gotten, like, she's not a mom. So we went out to Salt. In Boulder.
Yeah, that was a great restaurant.
And you're like, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was like, Well, you know, doggy mom.
True, you do take care of the dogs.
Do you remember that at all?
No, I remember going to Salt, but I don't remember that it was...
You didn't even remember it was me.
No, I remember it was...
No, you don't.
No,
I bet you didn't.
No, I remember it was you.
Because we have... You've been like... You remember that time we went to that one place? I haven't been there, Steve. Oh.
Well, that is bad. That is bad when people do that.
You do that all the time.
And I don't mean to, but when you're...
You've dated a lot of people.
Apparently too many. That's and I don't mean... I've thought that too. Sometimes I don't even say it anymore. Sometimes in my own head I go, no, don't say it because I'm not sure.
No, that's
did we
good.
Go to... I'm not. Don't no. say anything because I don't know if we ate there.
Were you at that... No.
No. And that's one of the reasons I quit talking after a while, too, is I don't want
to
bring up...
You are much quieter than you used to be.
I know, because
And I'm, like, trying to fill in the space, and I just end up being stupid.
Well.
So, anyway, this Mother's Day topic went off topic fast.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody thinks that their mom is special. You know, they always go, you know, and even mothers think that they're special. Like,
right.
I'm the first person that's ever had a baby,
yeah.
You know. Have you noticed that, too?
Mm-hmm.
That, like, oh, my God, the world. Okay. Well, I found this little thing that says, your mother is special, but motherhood is pretty common. Just in the last 12 months, 4.1 million women between the ages of 15 and 50 gave birth. And that's from the U.S. Census.
Wow.
From the between 15 and 50. Okay, that's a little young.
That's a little old.
That's a little
50? They're going to be 70 when their kid's 20.
Yeah. They'll both be in diapers. You might as well buy them in bulk.
Wait, really? Think about what you just said.
What? Buy them in bulk?
No.
They'll both
be
in diapers?
A 20-year-old isn't going to be in diapers.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was just thinking about the old people and having a baby.
Better not be in diapers.
They better not be. Okay, I see what you're saying. But that's a lot of people having babies
There's
in a 12-month
a lot of
period.
People.
So you're not the only one that's ever had a baby.
But it is awesome if you are a mother that actually does the mother job.
True.
Not all mothers are mothers. Does that make sense?
You can be a mom, but you can't be a mother.
You can have a vagina that produces a baby, but doesn't make you a mom. It's just like you can have a penis that produces the sperm that produces the baby. Doesn't make you a dad.
True. All right, a couple more mom things before we get out.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Because we're doing this before Mother's Day, and it's a supposed before.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Wow. Don't have to paint the picture.
Well, sometimes. I'm not sure. But if you're still looking for a Mother's Day gift, here are some things not to get her.
Okay.
A chia pet. Weird kitchen gadgets, a vacuum cleaner, socks, and your mom definitely doesn't want flavored popcorn. This is according to the Chicago Tribune.
Okay. Don't get mom flavored popcorn.
Isn't that kind of odd?
Some people, so glad tennis shoes aren't on there.
You'd have freaked out if tennis
shoes... I would. I'd be like, she made me!
You're the only person that's ever bought tennis shoes. But if you're too cheap, this is it. Okay. This is the best. If you're too cheap to spring for a Mother's Day gift, here's an idea. Don't bother her on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Give her a day off.
Moms think going to sleep when they are tired on Saturday and waking on their own without an alarm clock or the voice of a child on Sunday is a dream come true. Plus, it's 100% free.
And I've seen lots of my mommy friends on Facebook post like, oh my God, I got to sleep in till 8 o'clock today.
Yay!
Like, oh my God, I hate having to wake up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Well, I hate to let you know the podcast is over.
We did good, right?
We did, 36 minutes. We went a little long, is that all right?
Yes, was I boring?
No, not at all.
Yay!
You kind of went off on a tangent there.
I gotta work on that.
You do that every day, and I'm not allowed to argue or...
Or make fun of me.
Or make fun of. So I just let you ramble.
Or talk about country music anymore.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, how do people get in touch with us if they enjoyed the show?
Just Google Wrinkled Sheets. We're on Podbean. We're on Spreaker. We are on Facebook. We are on Gmail. You're on MSN at
McGrew at MSN.
MSN.com. I'm on PinkBarb27 at Yahoo.com.
And you have a new cat trying to jump in your lap. It's not new. It's our latest. It's not even that. It's, a year old now.
It was when it was all rainy last year.
Yeah, so our cat, Rain. Because Podcat doesn't care anymore. Podcat used to come over here and try to get on the table and walk on the keyboard.
She doesn't want
to
compete.
She knows
she's queen.
She knows it. Look at her. She knows she's queen. Yeah. Okay, so if you enjoy the podcast...
Like us.
Like us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on... the cat just high-fived you, by the way.
It was adorable.
That was adorable. And there is the Wrinkled Sheet Facebook page that you update on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know about
it? No, I know you do. I just didn't know if you updated it on a regular basis or not.
Yeah, within a couple weeks after a podcast. When we go longer than a couple weeks, I got nothing else to say.
Okay. All right. Well, and also, if you like us, you can make a donation through PayPal to help support the hosting of the site. Because now we had to buy more space. Remember
we did?
Got,
oh, that's right.
We had to buy more hosting space because they said, you've reached Spreaker. Your limit. And, yeah, so Spreaker. So if you want to, if you enjoy
it. Everyone that listens donated a dollar, we get about 50 listens per week.
Yeah.
And that would cover it.
We actually get more than 50 listeners.
I'm just being modest.
I know. That 50 listeners.
I'm no hippie man.
Wow, I know. On my other podcast, Remasculate, I had John Novosad, hippie man. That's what he calls himself.
Right.
I had him as one of my guests on Remasculate.
Where was it at last time you looked?
It's like almost 400.
Dang.
And that hit it like almost immediately. There was something, either he promoted it or people just went,
he's got
hippie
a
man,
cult.
What the hell is that?
Right.
Thought. But I was going to say, if you enjoyed us, if you're still hanging on and still paying attention, you haven't hit stop by yet, to support us through PayPal.
Right.
And just make a little donation on PayPal. You could do it through stevemcgrew@aol.com. It's set up that way.
And it's STEV McGrew.
STEVMCGREW@aol.com.
And if you have something that maybe you and your significant other are dealing with, you want us to address?
Oh, good idea.
We're not going to give you relationship advice. We're no Dr. Laura. Nope. But
because we're barely holding on.
What? Are you trying to break up with me again? But we can try and relate and give you some funny insight.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
All right.
All right, say bye.
Bye.
Bye.